Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
My goodness. The benevolent sexism is not benevolenting in my head. Okay. Nangangati ako.
Hey, fellow adults. Let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing!
Woot woot! Hi, Momshies and Popshies, and those who don't identify as any of those two.
Mm-hmm.
We are back. This is Nika.
And this is Carla. It's still March, Women's Month, so happy International Women's Month sa lahat ng mga kababaihan out there.
Mm-hmm.
Batiin din natin ng fellow adults natin na walang sawang nagsishare ng episodes natin online through their social media.
Right.
Hello and thank you to Momshie Glay Glay, kay It's Buyon, kay Popshie Chester Carion, kay Sol Valdez, kay Court of Appel.
Kakainis!
At saka kay Momshie Lucy May Binontao. Sabi pa niya ni Momshie Lucy, even sa panaginip, naririnig ko na boses niyo. Grabe na kayo.
Para scary naman yun, Lucy May.
Sabi niya, hindi po ako galit. Naka-loudspeaker pa kayo pag nakikinig ako ng episodes nyo habang naglalaba, nagluluto. Ang feeling ko, nasa loob kayo ng bahay. Ramdam ko po yung presence nyo. Ang lakas makamulto nun, Mom.
Andito lang kami, Lucy May.
Ramdam ko po yung presence nyo and mga jokes nyo. My gosh. Para akong tanga, katatawa. Anyways, thanks again and more to come. Sobrang blessing kayo sa akin.
Wow naman.
This is Lucy from LA.
Oy, taray.
Lower Antipolo.
Ah, mas mataray. Sarat.
Uy, ano pala to? Ka-state ko pala
to. Ka-state mo siya. Ikaw? LA. LA ka rin pala.
To be more specific, UCLA.
UCLA.
Upper Cainta.
Lower Antipolo. Love it. Ito naman. Mga nagsishare din ng episodes natin online. Thank you so much, Rain. Ben Ben Cutie at kay Ralph Twazon at saka kay Rosterized. Ang sabi pa ni Rosterized, hello po, matagal na po akong nakikinig sa inyo and sobrang dami kong natutunan. Only child lang po ako pero kapag nakikinig po ako sa inyo, feeling ko mga ate ko kayong chinichika lang ako. Kung ate mo talaga ako, hugasan mo yung mga pinggan sa lababo. Charot.
Ako pa sundo naman mamaya.
Sorry, Rusterized. Sabi pa ni Rusterized, nirecommend ko din po kayo sa boyfriend ko and sobrang nagustuhan niya din po since both kaming nasa creative industry.
Uy.
Yan. And sobrang nakaka-relate kami sa inyo. Maraming salamat po mga ate.
Heart.
At update sa adulting advice for episode natin. Nag-message si Tita. You remember Tita?
Of course!
Yan.
Legendary!
Uh-huh. Yung gustong magpaligaw.
Yes! Yeah.
Yung isa sa message senders natin. Sabi niya, hello po, it's an adult thing. Thank you so much po na nabunot ang aking entry sa ruleta. Dahil sa episode, napamulat ako na pwede pala magkaroon ng quote-unquote label kahit walang ligawan na naganap. If the other person wants it too.
Correct.
Yan. Masyado lang akong naghintay sa wala.
Oh.
Yan. I will do my best na sundin ang advice ninyo as a mahiyain person.
Okay.
Now doing my assignment.
Oh.
How Not to Die Alone by Logan Urie.
Yung
so nagbabasa na siya.
Max.
Very good. Sana marami pang upcoming episode sa podcast nyo dahil marami po kayong matutulungan at mapapatawa. Thank you po uli, mga mumshies, and God bless.
Thank you, tita.
Thank you so much, fellow adults. Ang sarap talagang simulan ng episode knowing that you appreciate what we are doing. Sobrang nakakagana.
True.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Salamat. At ito na. Dahil March pa ngayon, as of time of recording, so March pa, let's discuss a topic na related sa mga kababaihan, to womanhood. On one hand, it's really nice that we get to celebrate the women in our lives.
Yes.
I remember meron tayong episode before, di ba, na women we look up to. Yeah, Women's Month din yon a few years ago.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we also have to shed light on the everyday struggles that women experience.
Yes.
Just because we're women. Walang ibang dahilan.
Walang ibang factor. Yun lang.
Babae tayo. So we have to undergo these struggles. So ito yung mga bagay na sobrang normalized na. We don't even notice how off or even how harmful these are kapag paulit-ulit nang ginagawa at paulit-ulit nating nararanasan. So for that, Nika and I will flesh out some subtle sexism that we constantly experience as women. Pero bago yan, syempre, bago natin pag-usapan ng mga hassle ng pagiging babae, let's acknowledge naman, ano yung mga favorite perks natin of being a woman? Marami namang upside, in fairness.
Alright.
Yan. Instead na highlight lowlight yung kumustahan natin, yun na lang muna.
Sige.
Let's answer this question. Pati kayo, female listeners, what's your favorite thing about being a woman?
Kahit yung mga male listeners or other genders, kung may gusto sila.
Actually, what's your favorite thing about women?
Yeah.
Share it with us.
Just this Women's Month. Ako, what I like about being a woman is that women are always so supportive. Like, una, on social media, pag nag-post ka ng any picture na maganda ka, it's always, girl, slay.
Or ganyan yung girl, Gen Z students ko.
Yan, magiging laging, ang ganda-ganda mo, how to be you. It's always like that. It's always like, go girl. Laging may ganong attitude. Even in person, ganun din yung mga girls.
Yes.
For example, nasa bathroom kayo, sa CR, sa bar. Parang, friends kayo bigla. Medyo tipsy kayo. Friends na kayo agad. Or, halimbawa, ito, minsan nangyayari, bigla ka magkaka-period. Wala kang dalang napkin. Magtatanong ka lang sa, kahit hindi mo ka-close sa office, ganyan. Uy, meron ka bang sanitary pad? Of course, girl. I got you. Mga ganon, meron ka bang lipstick? Meron ka bang damit na pwedeng mahiram? That culture of helping, sharing, parang always, I got your back, girl. I love that about women. Always supportive.
True.
Ikaw, anong favorite perk mo of being a woman?
Sobrang profound, sobrang lalim.
Okay.
Mabango tayo.
Okay.
As a bi. Ayun, isa sa mga observations ko na mabango naman yung mga na-date kong lalaki. Pero may pabango kasi sila.
Okay.
Women, mabango talaga tayo. Kahit walang, even if we're not wearing any fragrance, any scent, we're naturally more olfactorily. May ganun bang term?
I don't know.
Mas pleasant tayo. Ayun.
Okay.
Ayun. So biologically, I think, I love it about us. Alright. So yun yung top of mind ko. Pero kanina, naisip ko, related din dun sa sinabi mo, I love women friendship.
Oh, yeah.
Most of my lifelong deepest connections with friends, women. Outliers lang sina Dolph and a few others.
Sina LM.
Sina Jason. Konti lang. I mean, marami akong friends, pero yung alam kong, I got you. Mga babae talaga. And I remember na kwento to ni Dolph sa isa nating inuman na, iba rin talaga yung female friendship. Kasi yung meron din siyang male. Talagang, sorry Dolph, kinakwento mo to.
Sorry Dolph, eto nabanggit na naman ako.
Kwento pa yung kwento ko. Kasi meron din siyang group of friends sa puro lalaki.
Mm.
Pero doon, halimbawa, in crisis yung isa sa kanila, hindi pag-uusapan.
Ah, okay.
So, parang medyo emotion averse or they don't know how to tackle emotions.
Okay.
Parang yung pinaka-bonding nila is they'll just do something together. Hike together. Hindi na ito sinabi ni Dolph. Observation ko lang. Hike together, basketball together, inuman together, video games together.
Yeah.
But us women, kaya nating
i-dissect natin yung problema mo.
Yes.
Wala sa umpisa hanggang sa dulo.
At mag-foreshadowing pa tayo. Fortune telling. So we can sit and pour our hearts out nang komportable tayo at kampante na walang magiging judgment.
Okay, gets. That's a result of the patriarchy.
Meaning?
Na ang mga lalaki conditioned na ang emosyon mo, itago mo lang. Huwag kang iiyak ha. Lalaki ka eh.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think men are naturally closed off about their emotions.
Oo,
it's
naman.
Conditioned.
Yes,
kinondition
yes,
yan na huwag kang iiyak.
Mm-mm.
Pag nadapa ka, huwag iiyak.
Na-deprive sila.
Oo.
Dun sa perk na yon.
Yes.
Yun. Tayo, may perk na ganun. So, I love female friendships.
Uh-oh. But it also is a double-edged sword.
Kasi
nalilabel tayo as emotional.
Hysterical.
Hysterical.
Alam mo ba ang root word ng hysterical?
Hysteria. Hysteria. Your uterus.
Yes!
Uh-huh.
Kasi mga babae lang ang nag-hysterical.
Uh-huh.
Oh, anyway.
Anyway,
warm up pa lang to. Init na!
Let's get it! Okay, let's get to business. Mm-hmm. Bago patuloy yung mag-init.
Sige.
We're gonna talk about subtle sexism, right? So, merong description na subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Pero bago yun, ano ba muna yung sexism?
Ano nga ba? Sige.
According to Medical News Today and many other sources, pero ito na lang pinili ko sa Medical News Today.
Sige.
It's simple. Sexism is a prejudice or discrimination based on a person's sex or gender. So, hindi lang siya pang babae, But since it's Women's Month, let's talk about our personal experiences as women. Kaya ganito.
Yes.
And though yung prejudice and discrimination daw na yun, it can lead to many harmful behaviors from acts of violence towards other sexes and genders to subtle comments that reinforce stereotypes.
Yes.
So, merong range.
Mm-mm.
May range.
Mm-mm.
Itong range na babanggitin ko, this is still according to Medical News Today. So, merong hostile, merong benevolent, merong ambivalent.
Okay.
Pag sinabing hostile from the word hostile itself, it's unfriendly, mas obvious siya na kind of sexism.
Okay.
Ito, ang examples nito, gumagamit na ng sexist language or insults, iniinsulto mga babae, they make threats or aggressive comments based on a person's gender,
or dinideprive ng human rights.
Yes, mga ganyan.
Bawal ka mag-aral kasi babae ka.
Yes, that's very hostile.
Mm-mm.
Harassment, treating other genders as subordinates. Ito yung mga naniniwala na kapag ka na sexually assault ka, you asked for it.
Mm-mm.
Mga ganyan.
Sorry, hindi kami nakapag-trigger warning.
Sorry po.
Okay.
Ayan. Ayon. Engaging in physical or sexual assault. Yan yung mga hostile behaviors.
Okay.
Pero ang pag-uusapan natin is subtle sexism.
Mm-hmm.
So, dun tayo sa benevolent and ambivalent.
Okay.
Pag sinabing benevolent, that word means well-meaning or kindly. Yung word na yon ha.
Okay, so good intentions.
Good intentions, okay. Yan. So, yung mga examples ng benevolent sexism, eh yung fine-frame yung mga babae as innocent, pure, mabait, fragile. Ganyan. So, minsan, yan yung mga, halimbawa, binabase yung value ng pagkababae sa pagiging mother, wife, girlfriend, kasi caring, mga ganon. Or halimbawa, naisip kong example is halimbawa, huwag mo nang pagbuhatin yan kasi babae yan. Yan, parang, medyo nakaka-ano siya. Are you saying I'm weak? Parang gano'n.
Okay.
Benevolent siya. Well-meaning, But it reinforces a stereotype na ang babae mahina. Ang babae hindi yan kaya.
Okay. But we recognize na good intentions yon.
Yes.
Pero hindi maganda ang effect.
Yes. Kasi nga, may stereotypes na nabubuo from those. Mm-hmm. So that's benevolent sexism.
Mm-mm.
Meron ding ambivalent sexism. Pag sinabi mong ambivalent, contradictory.
Mm-mm.
Wala kang pinipili.
Neutral.
Neutral. Pero ang meaning dito ng ambivalent sexism, may combination ka ng both. So, minsan hostile yung tingin mo, you undermine the other sexes. Or minsan benevolent na parang well-meaning naman pero meron pa rin siyang harmful effect. So, ambivalent. So, ambiguous. Medyo hindi mo alam where this sexism is. Yon.
Parang I can imagine na most subtle sexism na na-experience natin, eto, no?
Ambivalent,
yeah.
Yes, or benevolent.
Yeah.
Yan, yung dalawang yon. So, dun tayo sa range na yon.
Kasi it's harder to spot eh.
Mm-mm.
So, I think there's more value in discussing things that go
under our radar.
Radar, yes.
Yan. At dahil nga subtle sexism ang pag-uusapan natin, itong mga babanggitin natin, ranging from benevolent to ambivalent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And most of us, if not all of us, are guilty of these.
Mm.
Even tayo. Across,
totoo.
Yes. Across sexes, across genders, kahit kami mismo ni Carla. And if makaka-relate ka, or if kayo, fellow adults, if ginawa nyo na to, or naisip nyo na to, it doesn't necessarily mean na sexist tayo, or sexist ka.
Mm-hmm.
Pwedeng nakasanayan lang kasi natin.
True.
Mm-mm. It's what we were taught to believe.
Mm-mm.
What we were conditioned to practice or believe. Yun nga. Yun.
Kasi yun yung nakita natin habang lumalaki tayo eh. Yes. Na model sa atin eh.
Mm-mm. Yun, na model.
Mm-mm.
Or pwede rin nagawa or naisip natin to because of lack of information.
Yes. Ignorance.
Ignorance. Yan. So, hopefully, once you become aware, once we become that these things are sexist, itong mga thoughts or actions na to, we can check ourselves and correct our own behaviors. Kasi kahit hindi natin intention maging sexist, kahit hindi natin sinasadya na matapakan ang mga babae, kapwa babae, it's not our intention that we harm other people. Pwede pa rin siya mangyari. It's our lack of consideration that can hurt others. So hopefully, knowing these things will make us more considerate fellow adults.
Sana. Sana, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. By the way, hindi lang kami ni Nika ang nagbigay ng entries.
Yes.
Yep. We also asked you, fellow adults, through Instagram kung ano yung mga subtle sexism that you have experienced as women.
Yeah.
Ayun. So we will read out some of your answers throughout the episode.
Simulan na natin ngayon.
Sige.
Ayan, eto, sabi ni Abby Ramilo, siya raw, as a girl driver, laging nagwo-worry kung wala ako kasabay sa car. Like, kaya ko naman, what the fuck? Pero, it's the worry. Nag-aalala siya na mag-isa lang siya. Kasi, well, it's more dangerous. Still more dangerous for women to be out in the streets, honestly.
Okay.
Parang, hindi ko ma-imagine na yung kapatid ko nag-aalala, mga kapatid kong lalaki na nag-aalala na mag-isa lang sila sa kalsada.
Yeah. Okay. Sige, I think, ang pagkaintindi ko, ang na-experience ni Abby na sexism ay when people worry about her pag mag-isa lang siya magdadrive.
Ah, okay. Mali intindi ko.
Okay. Pero it's interesting ha.
Okay.
Kasi, if people worry, ako kasi, I'm a female driver.
Mm-hmm.
If people worry about me, kasi somehow, they're not confident sa competence ko as a driver. Kasi babae ako eh.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I think that's sexist.
Okay.
If they worry for me, kasi alam nila na the roads
environment
is more dangerous for women than for men, I get that.
Okay.
So, yung sitwasyon ang sexist.
Okay.
At na-acknowledge yun ng mga tao who care about me.
Okay.
Pero, kung mag-worry lang sila, kung kaya ko bang mag-drive, parang, for fuck's sake, 16 years na ako nagda-drive, wag kayong ano dyan.
Oo, kaya ko to.
Oo.
Okay. So, I think yung na-experience ni Abby na yon is kind of a benevolent sexism kasi parang nag-aalat na sila sa iyo.
Yes, sayo. It's for her.
It's for her. Pero nakaka-undermine siya ng skill.
Totoo.
Na kaya naman ni Abby on her own.
Mm-mm.
Okay, get.
Ito, related din. Mm. Sabi ni Aurora Velasco.
Mm-hmm.
Female driver din. Sabi niya, every time I go to the gas station para pahanginan ng gulong, the staff always start putting air in my tires without asking if I need help. However, they don't offer help to male customers. It's like, dude, I know how to do it. Oh.
Okay.
So, ina-assume na kapag babae, hindi kaya, hindi nila alam yan. Pag lalaki, kaya nila yan.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Gets,
feeling
gets.
Ko, as a female driver, feeling ko nakikiride na lang ako sa assumption na yon as a tamad maglagay ng air. Pero actually, gets ko to, Aurora. Mm-hmm. Ako personally, I prefer not to go out of my car dahil nga dun sa nabanggit mo kanina na it's more dangerous for women to be alone outside. So ako, simula na nag-drive ako, hesitant ako na lalabas sa kotse na mag-isa, especially pag gabi. So I'd rather na yung gasoline staff yung maglalagay ng air sa gulong ko. Ang ano naman, ang komplikado naman. Gulong lang ang komplikado maging babae.
Marami rin akong nababasa online. And I know a friend ni Pao, personally, na mahilig siya sa kotse. She knows a lot about cars. But she's like a small, petite, maputing babae na very fragile looking.
Looking.
Okay. But she drives like 4x4 cars. Pajero yung everyday car niya na malaki. Ganyan. So maalam siya sa kotse.
Okay.
But every time she goes to a different mechanic na hindi yung mekaniko niya, either ino-over-explain sa kanya or basta parang she feels like feeling nitong mekaniko hindi ko alam yung kailangan ko
just
or sinasabi ko. And marami
na
ako nababasa online na gano'n na when they get down, either yung asawa nila yung kakausapin, asawang lalaki, or yung kasamang lalaki yung kakausapin.
Oh
kahit walang alam sa kotse yung lalaki na yun.
Okay.
So mga red accounts lang yung mga nakita ko. And of that one girl nga na ganun yung na-experience niya.
Okay.
So I got, it really happens.
Related dyan yung isa nating crowdsourced from Jam. Na shinout out mo last time. Kunento ni Jam, kasi nga nagpa-crowdsource tayo, di ba? So, nag-send siya ng voice note. Ang kwento niya, kasi nagpapasurvey, research yung work nila.
Yes, she's a marine biologist.
Ayun. So, kinailangan nilang mag-survey sa isang coastal area. Tapos, yung team nila that day, all women. Tapos nung nakita, nung all-male local group.
Ah, local group ba? Akala ko Coast Guard.
Ayoko sana sabihin eh. Sabihin ba natin?
Sige.
Nung nakita ng Coast Guard, puro lalaki yun, di ba? Nung nakita nila na puro babae yung magre-research, magpapasurvey, sabi, ay hindi, paggawa nyo na lang yan sa mga tao namin. Mga Coast Guard, anong alam nila magpa-research, magpa-survey?
Correct.
So, hindi nila alam kung anong gagawin. It took additional time para sa grupo ni Najam na i-explain kung how to do it, the methodology. Instead, nahayaan na lang silang gawin yung trabaho nila.
Exactly.
Kailangan pa nilang turuan on the spot yung mga lalaki para yung mga lalaki ang mag-conduct ng survey.
My God. Eh, ang trabaho nila, Jam, ay researchers. That is their job. Surveying is part of
their
research.
That's their competency.
That's where they're trained.
Yes.
My goodness. The benevolent sexism is not benevolenting in my head. Okay. Nangangati ako.
Ayan.
Okay. So, sunod-sunod, no, yung benevolent sexism.
Good intentions, pero nakakapikon.
Nakakapikon. And nakaka-delay pa nga ng work.
Yeah.
It's counterproductive. Hurtful. Took time and ano pa, effort.
Yes, it is.
Oh, sige. Ayan. Ayan yung mga ibang crowdsourced answers natin. Ready ka na ba, Carla, to share yours?
Sige.
Go.
Game.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Yung sa akin, hindi ko nga sure if this is even subtle eh. But I guess so. Anyway, ang naisip ko, top of mind talaga, is the very concept of virginity.
Mm-hmm.
As in, the fact na may term na virgin, mm-hmm, at meron ngang concept ng virginity, it's sexist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's subtle enough to merit question marks in our heads na, huh? Bakit siya sexist?
Okay.
Okay, explain natin. Okay, first of all, ano ba yung virginity? Origins niya, ancient times, ang ibig sabihin niyan, sexually inexperienced woman.
Hindi pa nakikipag-sex.
Oo, hindi pa nakikipag-sex.
Mm.
Wala siyang counterpart for males.
I think...
Hmm? Yung origin nito.
Okay.
Ang ibig sabihin ng virgin,
okay,
from the Latin term virgo,
okay,
maiden, sexually inexperienced maiden.
Okay.
So ngayon, pwede naman nating sabihin virgin ng mga lalaki,
mm-mm,
pero yung origins niya,
got it,
it's pertaining talaga to women.
Okay.
So sa ngayon, nag-spill over siya across millennia, across generations. Ang subtle thinking is, ini-equate natin yung halaga ng babae, mm-hmm, sa kung sexually experienced na siya or hindi pa.
Mm-hmm.
So the more experienced sexually,
mm-mm,
the less valuable a woman, mm-mm, is.
Mm-mm.
So I'm super critical about this concept kasi una sa lahat, bakit siya double standard?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi okay, di ba? Parang virtuous kapag babae yung virgin.
Uh-uh.
Pero pag lalaki, it's kind of funny. It's laughable.
Mm-mm.
Na, tayo na virgin ko pa yata eh.
Mm-mm.
Di ba?
Mm-mm.
Kasi pag lalaki, dapat nang kukonquer ka ng mga, mm-mm, virgin.
Kapag babae, kapag hindi ka na virgin,
it's shameful.
It's shameful, nakakaya. Kapag, mm-mm, lalaki, kapag hindi ka na virgin, oh my God, so cool, dude. Bra, pare.
Oo,
bro.
Yun.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Such a man.
Uh-huh.
We can say na pwede ngang i-apply sa guys, mm-hmm, yung virgin.
Okay.
Halimbawa, sa pop culture, merong 40-year-old virgin,
mm-hmm,
si Steve Carell.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oo, Steve Carell. But that's the point. It's a comedy film. Because it's laughable na 40 years old na siya, virgin pa rin siya, and he's a guy.
Mm-mm.
So yun, napaka-double standard.
Mm-mm.
Tapos sa part ng mga babae, merong implied shame,
yeah,
when we explore and celebrate our bodies. To hear more about it, dun sa one of our earliest episodes, yes, Things We Had to Unlearn,
yeah,
I talked about Madonna whore complex, as in Madonna, Virgin
the
Mary.
The Madonna whore complex.
The Madonna whore complex. And then whore, as in
prostitute.
Mm-hmm. Ayun. Na ang mga babae, either or lang yan. Either pure or kapag sexually active,
pokpok.
Oo, haliparot.
Mm-mm.
Either or lang siya.
Mm-mm.
Hindi ma-proseso ng utak, ng lipunan natin na pwedeng both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Na pwedeng maging kagalang-galang ang babae while being sexually liberated.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me of one of our previous guests.
Yes.
Doc Rica.
Yeah, Doc Rica Cruz.
Doc Rica Cruz. I think she perfectly embodies,
yeah,
both being the Madonna,
uh-huh,
and being sexually liberated.
Uh-uh.
She's sexy. As in, sa mga follow nyo siya, Dr. Rica Cruz, sa mga posts niya, meron siyang mga nude photos celebrating her body.
Mm.
And at the same time, meron siyang mga internationally
acclaimed
researches.
Yes. Nagsasalita siya sa mga conferences.
Yes. Oo. So, napaka-talino, napaka-galing. Yes, napaka-competent,
mm-mm,
napaka-brilliant.
Mm-mm.
And at the same time, very sexually active,
mm-mm,
and sexually liberated.
Mm-mm.
So, nabibreak niyo yung stereotype na yon.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, ngayon, it's a big issue kasi meron siyang show,
mm-mm,
on TV, Philippine TV,
mm-mm,
Private Conversations with Doc Rica.
Uh-huh.
So, about sex. Binan ng MTRCB.
Naka,
sex education, binan. Buti may YouTube, pero parang ako, OMG, sobrang konti na nga lang ng mga icons na nagbibreak ng stereotype.
Yes.
Ibaban pa.
And talking about a subject that's so parang tabu.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yun. So,
tinanggal pa. My guess.
It's so frustrating. Anyway, follow nyo, hanapin nyo, Doc Rica Cruz.
Mm-mm.
Merong nakasuot ng red na salamin. Siya yun. Very, very informative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think ang very specific pang harmful effects nitong very concept of virginity, specifically pertaining to women, Mm. I have a few here, mga 102 charot.
Ah, few lang na. Mm.
Yun nga, we put so much shame sa nature natin.
Okay.
My God, tao tayo. Meron tayong mga sexual na pangangailangan. Mm-mm. Diba? So, that's one. Nagkakaroon ng shame Mm-mm. sa likas Mm-mm. na parte ng pagkatao natin. Mm-mm. Second, hindi natin nakikilala ng mabuti ang sarili natin.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi parte ng pagkatao natin yung sexual growth natin eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, kung hindi natin yan ine-explore, malaking chunk ng pagkatao natin ang hindi natin nakikilala.
Yeah.
Mm. Diba? Mm-mm. Also, ito, pangatlo, I think, maraming mga babae ang hindi nakakapamili ng partner ng maayos.
Yes.
Why? Kasi dahil nga dyan sa virginity myth na yan, maraming instances na kapag may nangyari na, kailangan panindigan na.
Oo.
Kasi may nangyari na eh.
Oo.
Yung lola ko, sinagot niya yung lolo ko kasi hinipuan daw siya.
Oh my God!
So sila na, buti na lang, turns out na gusto niya rin talaga yung lolo ko.
Okay.
At hanggang ngayon, super in love siya sa lolo ko who's okay. already in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Ayun. But for many people, parang napipilitan, napipikot kasi may nangyari na eh.
Uh-huh.
So it's shameful kapag hindi yung lalaki yun ang nakataluyan.
Mm-mm.
Also, may mga nagpapakasal kahit hindi pa nila alam yung sexual compatibility nila. Ito yung mga taong, well, personal choice naman nila, but some kasi pressured sila by religion, by society,
mm-hmm.
na hindi sila mag-premarital sex.
Mm-mm.
So, pagkakasal nila at walang divorce sa Pilipinas,
mm-hmm.
surprise na lang kung sexually compatible sila or hindi.
Yeah.
Yun. So, I think, delix yun. Delikado
habang
yun.
Habang buhay ka ng mag-TTS.
Oo.
With something na, ayoko nito, hindi kami swak.
Yes, hindi ako na please.
He doesn't get it.
Ayun, also, we expect our partners to know how to please us when we don't even know how to be pleased.
Yeah.
So, it can lead to disappointing sexual partnership. Kasi hindi mo in-explore yung sarili mo eh.
Yeah.
Tapos expect mo na dapat yung partner mo, alam niya paano ka paligayahin.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo ba, you know where your buttons are.
Mm-mm.
Dami pa. Siguro naman alam natin itong lahat, yung the myth of hymen
mm-hmm.
and bleeding.
Mm-mm.
So, merong prevalent myth
uh-huh.
na ang babae, kapag first time niya, magbe-break yung hymen, magdudugo. Na yun yung signal na okay, na-break na yung virginity niya. It's a myth.
Uh-uh.
Personally, TMI, too much info, I have bled pero sa third partner ko na. Some women, not at all.
Don't bleed at all.
Don't bleed at all.
Mm-mm. Some women don't have hymen.
And we can't even, ito, speaking of hymen, it's a myth. Sabi sa, you can search this up, sabi sa School of Sexuality Education, dun sa article nila na Why Virginity is a Damaging Social Construct.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi nila, the link between hymens and virginity is a social construct.
Uh-huh.
You cannot tell if someone has had sex by looking at their genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
The shape and size of the vagina doesn't change size with penetrative sex,
mm-hmm.
nor does the hymen change from penis in vagina sex.
Mm-mm.
So it's a myth. Itong myth na to, itong lie na to, it causes so much anxiety
mm-hmm.
sa mga babae
Mm-mm.
na they tend to dread sex for the first time. Kasi na-imagine nila na, shit, it's messy, it's hurtful, it's mm-hmm. painful.
Yeah.
Na dinibunk din ni Rica. Si Rica nga naging guest natin dun sa episode natin na sex.
Mm-mm.
Sabi niya, it's just one of the many narratives used mm-hmm. para kontrolin ang sexuality
Mm-mm.
ng mga kababaihan.
Yes.
So, ayun, so much shame. Because of that, hindi natuturuan ng safe sex tsaka family planning
yeah.
ang mga babae. Kasi nga ayaw pag-usapan yung sex eh.
Yeah.
E tayong mga babae pa naman yung may higher stake mm-hmm. sa sex. Kasi tayo nagdadalang tao.
Mm-hmm.
Nakakatawa kasi meron pang tinatawag na technical virginity.
Huh?
Kasi ang thinking ng mga tao, madidivirginize ka lang kapag, as a woman, madidivirginize lang yung caps mo kapag may pumasok na edits, na penis. So, many women are pressured into engaging with anal sex instead.
What?
Para technically, virgin pa rin sila. And anal sex poses higher risk ng STD.
Oh, talaga?
Oo, oo, oo. Significantly, HIV, STD, mas mataas ang risk kapag sa anal. So, very harmful siya sa reproductive health ng mga babae.
Okay.
Yun. At dahil nga dun sa assumption na yun, na madi-divirginize ka lang kapag may pumasok ng edit sa caps mo, it's so invalidating sa ibang experiences.
Mm-hmm.
For example, concrete example, years ago, like 7 years ago, I dated this guy. And then, napag-usapan namin na at that point, lahat ng previous partners ko, women. So, na-excite siya kasi virgin pa raw ako. Parang ko, weren't you listening? I've had sex with women. Sabi niya, pero sa lalaki, wala pa. Sabi ko, oo nga. Sabi niya, di virgin ka pa.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? Ayun, it's so invalidating. Ayun. Just to be clear ha, I'm not encouraging women to be careless with sex, to be irresponsible with their reproductive health, and to be promiscuous na sleep around ka na lang with strangers, random strangers. There's danger in doing that. Health, STD, kung hindi mo pa masyadong kilala yung tao, hindi natin alam kung abusive ba to, pa pwede ka bang maharas. And sa dating, premature sex, yung sex agad without knowing the person well enough, it complicates things. Kasi dahil sa mga chemical bonds, pa pwedeng ma-attach tayo sa isang tao before actually knowing this person. So, hindi ko sinasabing makipag-sex kayo agad. Ang sinasabi ko lang is, sige, take your time, be extra careful, but don't deprive yourself of that experience. Kasi that's what you'll be gaining, experience. So, naiinis ako na bakit fine-frame siya na
a sin?
Mm-mm. A sin salt. Charot. Bakit siya fine-frame na we are losing something, virginity, as opposed to we are gaining something, which is experience. And I think na encapsulate yan ng quote na to. It's a viral quote. Sabi dito sa quote na to, anonymous, we don't know who wrote this. Sabi, the concept of virginity was created by men who thought their penises were so important that it changes who a woman is. I hate that. I hate the whole concept of virginity. Yung sa akin, katawan natin to as women. Katawan natin to, we have to own it. Hindi dapat ang lipunan ang magdidikta ng halaga ng pagkatao natin base sa kung paano natin gamitin ang mga sarili nating katawan. Whatever we do with our bodies, that's none of their business. So, yon. The very concept of virginity is sexist. Sige, tingnan natin. May mga crowdsource pa tayo.
Sabi ni Cole Baloloy, the social norm that women are the ones who should change their last name when they marry.
True. But kami ang mag-a-adjust? Ang hassle daw
eh. Answer it. Try to answer it, guys. Bakit kailangan babae ang mag-adjust?
Oo.
Diba? Bakit?
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 Sana may choice,
pareho
no?
Pareho naman kayo magpapakasal.
Sana may choice, no? Na pwedeng lalaki, pwedeng babae. Ayun.
Ito, sabi naman ni The Titanium Face, di ko pa rin na-experience, pero pangit daw pag maskulado yung babae.
Ikaw, ako, na-experience ko na yan. To.
From family members, ganyan. Parang, ay, kababae mong tao, ang laki ng braso mo, ang laki ng
binti mo. Mas maskulado ka pa naman ngayon as an athlete.
Oo, parang ako, bawal ba? Bawal bang maging maskulado? Bawal bang lumitaw yung mga muscle? Bakit? Anong masama doon?
Ang ganda nga eh! Yeah. Isa sa mga fina-follow ko, si Camila Gooper sa Instagram. Ang ganda ng sobrang maskulado niya. At ang sexy niya. At the same time, I don't think either or yun. So, yun. Sana mag-proliferate yung ganong thinking na fit is the new sexy.
Yeah. I can't believe people are still think that way. Na pangit kapag maskulado ang babae. Sorry ha kung malakas siya.
Oo.
Para... Sorry ha kung nakalitaw yung muscles niya kasi nagbe-burn nung katawan niya yung fat.
Oo.
So,
fit siya. Hindi siya mamamatay agad.
Correct.
Okay, ayan. Ikaw Ma'am Shnika, ano ang top of mind mong subtle sexism?
Isa sa marami, top of mind ko is when women, well, actually any other gender, but mostly women are talked over by male colleagues or by males. Hindi man kailangan colleagues lang, pwede rin sa bahay, pwede as friends, ganyan. Being talked over by males, meaning nagsasalita ka at i-interrupt ka bigla ng some male person in the middle of you talking.
Ilang male listeners kaya natin yung nag-i-interrupt ngayon?
Uy, hindi totoo. Meron ako nakita ng article, they call it man-terrupted.
Okay.
Parang man-interruption, man-terrupted, okay. Ganyan. Yung nagsasalita ka pa, sumasabat na sila sa sinasabi mo. Madalas na experience ko siya sa work. For example, nag-explain ako or nagtatanong ako. Halimbawa lang, nagsasalita ako. Ito kasi yung proseso na kabisado ko. Can we try to do this? Nika. Nagsasalita ka pa, sumisingit na siya without allowing you to finish what you're saying.
Okay. Question, ginagawa rin ba niya yan sa mga lalaki?
No.
Oh,
but I have observed him doing it to other females.
Okay.
But not with other men.
Okay.
So, yun. Parang gets ko pa kung nag-i-interrupt siya sa lahat eh, no? Parang sabatero lang talaga si kuya. Bida-bida lang talaga siya. Pero hindi eh.
Sa babae lang
sa
niya
babae
ginagawa.
Sa babae lang ginagawa. So, okay. Parang... ganyan. Or kahit hindi lang sa babae actually. Even sa mga LGBT qua people.
Okay.
Yun, that man-terruption is a form of subtle sexism. Kasi, ina-undermine mo eh, yung ibang tao because deep inside their head, di nila napapansin na what I want to say is more valuable,
yes,
more meaningful, mas makabuluhan kesa sa sinasabi ng babaeng to or ng taong to. Yon.
And I think subtly you're saying din na it can be a subconscious thing.
Yeah.
Na hindi nila iniisip na, oh, babae to, sige, interrupt ko siya. It's subconscious. Kasi nga conditioned sila into behaving like that.
Yeah. Yon. Meron pang isa, parang medyo related siya to being man-terrupted.
Okay.
Marami na sigurong may alam nito. This word is mansplaining. So parang... male person over-explaining something to a woman.
Okay.
Meron akong kombucha business nga dati, diba? Tapos, nag-usap kami about it, ganyan. Sabi ko, gusto kong gumawa ng kombucha na if you freeze ko para maging kombucha popsicles. Explain ko. Sabi ko, kaso I still want to research pa kasi kapag ka-finreeze ko siya, mamamatay yung mga bacteria na finerment ko. Kasi they'll be frozen, they will die. Sabi ko, so I research ko pa. And then, this guy, just because he has tried to make kombucha, in-explain niya, yung kombucha kasi, ganito yan. Parang in-explain niya what a kombucha is, na it's tea, ganyan-ganyan. Parang in-explain
niya. Hindi mo alam na gumagawa ka rin ng kombucha?
He knows, because that's what we've been talking about.
Okay.
In-explain niya na, yung SCOBY, the symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. explain siya. Parang ako, alam ko nga, kaya nga sinasabi ko, I have to be careful because they can die. Siyempre, in my head ko lang yon. Hinayaan ko na siyang mag-mansplain. Okay! Ganyan! Medyo nakarelate din sa ganitong experience si Kimi Dignadise. Ang sagot niya, mansplaining! With 3 exclamation points.
Ang galit yan. Gigil yan.
Yan. Yun.
So what do you do kapag na-experience mo yung ganyan?
Well, as a non-confrontational person, it's so hard for me to stop it.
And ina-accommodate mo, no?
You are interrupting me. Inayaan ko sila magsalita. Parang, sige, explain mo. Sige, go. Ganyan. Pero, I try to be assertive kapag gaya ko.
Okay.
And parang sinasabi ko na, okay, can I continue? Or, mm-hmm. okay, I will just continue. Or, I will just finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
Para alam nila na, may sinasabi pa ako ha. Mm-hmm. Parang ganon. Let me finish what I'm saying. It's mm-hmm. super hard for me mm-hmm. to do though. But mm-hmm. that's the right thing to do. To tell them na, please let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to finish my thought.
Mm-hmm.
Mga ganyan. Mahirap siya for me because, well, women are conditioned to stay quiet.
Yeah.
So, medyo mahirap mag-speak
and be the
up.
Accommodating one.
Yeah. Yun. Pero that's how we can handle it. Tell them na, I still want to finish my thought. I want to finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then, ito, hindi ko pa ito nagagawa ever.
Okay.
But I saw in some articles na, you have to educate or redirect the conversation. Mm-mm. So, for example, halimbawa dun sa kombucha eme,
mm-mm.
what I could have done was to say, yeah, I'm already familiar with it. So, let's focus on blank. Parang i-direct mo na, ah, yeah, alam ko na yan. Ito na yung pag-usapan natin.
Mm.
Yun.
Okay.
Yun. So, it's basically speaking up for yourself.
Mm-mm.
Which is so hard to do.
Especially as a woman.
Na, I don't know if men will get it. Na, why will it be hard to speak up?
Oo. Yeah.
Kasi,
I think even yung mga binabanggit natin kanina na bakit kayo mas matatakot sa ano sa
kalsada.
Sa kalsada. Guys, tignan nyo yung statistics. Mm. Kung anong gender ang slain.
Uh-oh.
Usually,
mm-mm.
we're not scared for nothing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yun for me yung top of mind ko.
Mm,
kasi subtle siya kasi it's just words.
Mm-mm.
But
mm-mm.
It's a power play.
Na, you're being hushed.
Yes, exactly.
Hmm. Sana yung listeners natin, hopefully hanggang sa point na to may mga male listeners pa rin tayo.
Sana
ma-observe nila no if they do that to women. Mm-hmm. And if they do, ginagawa rin ba nila yan sa mga lalaki or sa women lang?
Yes. Let's examine ourselves. Let's think. Let's consider. Let's look back.
Mm-hmm.
At our conversations.
Okay.
And check ourselves in our future conversations.
Mm-hmm. Gets.
Okay. Meron pa tayong crowdsourced answers from our fellow adults?
Meron. Ito sinend IG Reel. Sinend ni Karen Villarde mm-hmm. from France.
Mm-hmm.
IG Reel siya showing na yung homebody. Familiar ka dun sa Facebook group?
Yeah.
Homebodies.
Mm-mm.
Yung I think moderator mm-hmm. or yung founder
yeah.
noon. Si Frances Cabatuando.
Mm-hmm.
So meron siyang talk. Ina-explain niya na kapag merong mga product placement, she's trying to fight back kapag may mga gender stereotypes.
Okay.
Halimbawa, for cleaning, gusto ipa-target sa moms or sa mga babae.
Ooh, yes, my gosh.
So sasabihin niya dun sa brand na pwede rin maglinis ang mga lalaki.
Yes.
So bakit natin to tina-target sa mga babae lang? Stuff
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
So ang galing na ang simple. Pero ang laking push forward nun, ha?
Yeah.
Para sa pagtibag ng gender stereotypes.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes, since I work in advertising, we have brands who always target moms, mommies, ganyan-ganyan. But if you really think about it, I want to push na, bakit mommies lang?
Mm-mm.
Eh, dads din, kailangan din nila tong product na to, ha?
Mm-mm.
And
Mm-mm.
we're pushing gender stereotypes if we target only mommies.
Yes.
Pero, since I'm an advertiser, I'm the agency, and the client is paying for me to do it, ang hirap i-push ng agenda na, pwede rin po, na lalaki ang gumamit ito. Pwedeng lalaki yung artistang kunin natin. Pwedeng lalaki yung model na gamitin natin.
Mm-mm.
It's still hard, lalo na sa corporate nang gagaling yung Mm-mm. mga directions.
Na-appreciate ko tuloy ngayon yung brand na si detergent siya. Tapos si Piolo
Ariel?
Yung Are we allowed to say it?
Hamo na. Si Piolo yun eh.
Yeah. Okay. Dahil magandang initiative, good job si Ariel.
Oo.
Na yes, lalaki have, yung brand ambassador.
Yes, and they have a lot of that also in, not just in the Philippines, even in India where sexism is so
prevalent.
Rampant.
Yes.
Yun. So,
nice.
Good job, Ariel, for being brave.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. I think, kahit na hindi advertisers, ano ba yung mga nakikinig dito, wala naman sa advertising or sa sales,
yeah.
I think we can also shatter this stereotype kapag nagbibigay tayo ng gift sa mga bata.
Yes, please. My gosh,
guys,
yes.
Ang dami kong inaanak. Without kidding, ang last kong bilang isang dosena. Ay, hindi. Nagkaroon pa ako ng kambal na inaanak. 14 na sila. So, I try na yung gifts ko gender neutral.
Yes, get it. Go
kasi girl. Kapag, halimbawa, babae, bibigyan mo ng Barbie or ng pink, paglalaki, baril-barilan, robot, parang, okay, no harm done, but in the process, ini-instill mo sa mga bata na ito yung rules na nag-iintay sa'yo, ha?
Kitchen dining set, may cooking set na.
Okay lang, pero pati sa mga lalaking inaanak mo,
yes.
Ibigay mo rin yan.
Yes,
regardless of the color.
Mm-mm.
Otherwise, pinaproliferate natin yung gender stereotype na kinalakihan natin at pinapamana natin yan unwittingly sa next generation.
Yes. So, stop natin. Guys, let's break it.
Mm-mm. Huwag nang magregalo sa inaanak.
Tama! Charot!
Okay, yan po ang ilan sa subtle sexism na nararanasan naming mga kababaihan consistently throughout our lifetime.
Mm.
If may maisip pa kayo guys, fellow adults, mga hindi pa namin na-discuss dito, please share your thoughts with us by sharing this episode on your social media. Tapos, pakisulat na rin yung insight nyo sa caption. Sobrang nakakatuwang magbasa ng mga naiisip nyo.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, pakitag na rin kami sa post nyo para makita namin, tsaka hopefully, ma-reshare namin yung sinabi nyo. Makita ng fellow adults natin.
Yes.
Our handle is, It's an Adult Thing.
At para updated kayo sa next release ng new episodes natin,
Make
sure that you follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Google Podcast. Mm-hmm. Pakipindot na rin yung bell icon na yan, tsaka yung follow button na nakikita
yes,
mo. That way, updated na kayo, lalaki pa ang following ng show.
Mm-hmm.
Malaking tulong yun, guys. Kaya, thank you in advance.
Yes. At bilang pasasalamat sa fellow adults natin who finish our episodes hanggang sa kaduluduluhan, last minute, here is our bonus segment for you, our Rec-O-Round. So, sa mga first time na umabot sa dulo ng episode, sa Rec-O-Round kami nagpapasaboy ng mga helpful life hacks that can make your adulting journey more manageable.
Alright.
Ikaw, ma'am, ano ang marireko mo?
Mm-hmm. Ako?
Oh.
Bilang struggle ko ngayon, ang laging naka-cellphone all the time. As in like
para sa mga episodes natin few years ago, yan din yung struggle mo.
I know, my screen hours are like, iba this
level
time.
Ngayon.
Iba this time.
Okay.
It's the IG Reels!
Oh,
it's the IG Reels!
Okay.
My gosh.
So, hindi ka nga nag-TikTok.
May friends.
May IG Reels
I
ka
know.
Naman.
May friends ako na yun na lang yung communication namin. We just send reels back and forth.
Aww.
Ganyan. Parang, know that I'm thinking of you because I send you a reel.
Language of
matouch
love.
Matouch ka. Yan. So, I saw a hack na you can turn your screen into black and white. Para less appealing sa'yo na panoorin siya. So, there's less stimulus sa'yo. I tried it.
Uh-oh.
Parang mga 3-4 days na.
Oo.
Binababa ko nga agad yung cellphone ko. Lalo sa gabi, ino-on ko siya. Ginawa ko siyang shortcut na when I press the side button 3 times, magiging black and white na yung screen ko.
Let me see. Oh, yun! Ayan.
Okay, ba? Naging black and white. So, edi. Pero tuloy pa rin ako ng scroll. Pero after a while, parang, anong ba to? Boring. Binaba ko na yung phone ko.
Okay.
So, ginagalan ko siya kapag gabi ngayon.
Okay.
So, it's working now. Let's find out if it will be sustainable.
Next recording natin. Ang no light ko.
No light ko. Hindi ko masusunod. Yon. So,
gusto mo i-reco yung app that you're using?
No, it's not an app. It's just a function on your screen.
Ah, sa phone mo?
Yes, sa iPhone. You just look it up on your settings.
Okay.
Explore nyo. Sa screen settings nyo, yung display.
Okay.
Sa display settings. So, pwede mo siyang gawing black and white.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
I shall check sa
check
Android.
In your, yes. Check how you can do it on your phone.
Okay, Carrie.
Yun. Ikaw, anong record round mo?
Okay, yung sa akin, ang record round ko, sa mga kababaihan, pwede rin sa mga ilang kalalakihan, pero mas madalas to sa women.
Okay.
Try nyong hindi mag-shoulder bag kasi nagkakaroon ng uneven or imbalance na tension. Kasi kapag laging, halimbawa, yung shoulder bag mo, laging nasa kanan, chances are magiging stiff over time yung shoulder mo na yon or yung traps mo na yon. Anong layman term ng traps?
Yung pagitan ng leeg at balikat, that muscle.
Yun. One of my exes, kailangan pang mag-physical therapy.
Oh, for that.
Dahil doon, yes. Tapos yung nakita ngang culprit ay, dahil almost everyday siyang naka-shoulder bag. Ayun. So check it out, fellow adults. Mostly females kasi tayo yung mas ma-shoulder bag, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Kung napapansin nyo na medyo matigas or stiff or masakit na yung isang side ng traps nyo, you might have to look into your bags.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yun.
Guilty, naka-shoulder bag ako.
Sumasakit ba sa'yo?
Hindi, nagpapalit-palit ako ng bag. Mas madalas ako mag-backpack. Pero, nung naglalakad ako kanina,
napipil mo? Okay.
Gets. Scary. Alright, that's it for now, fellow adults. Hanggang sa next episode, this has been Nika
and Carla, proudly standing up and speaking up for the advancement of women. Because,
it's an adult thing!
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.